There is a great music festival which is coming up once again. I can't believe it's the fourth annual, but it is Old Tone Roots Music Festival, and it's being held once again in Hillsdale, New York, Cool Whisper Farm, actually North Hillsdale, New York, September 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And with us to talk about it right now is Chris Trulson. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. So are you out on the farm, or are you just relaxing right now?
I actually am on tour. I'm one of the musicians who will be playing at Old Tone Roots. So we're up here in Poughkeepsie. I'm actually from East Tennessee, and my band Bill and the Bells is on tour for the next couple weeks, and we'll finish off our tour at Old Tone.
So where are you appearing right now in the region?
We're heading up to Boston here in a couple hours. We'll be up in Boston, then we come back down to NomCog, I think it's called,
yep.
And then over to Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival and in New Jersey, and then up to Old Tone, which, of course, is Old Tone is, this will be the second year we've played Old Tone, but I can't stress how special of a festival it is. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, Bill and the Bells, we play many festivals throughout the year, but nothing beats Old Tone.
It's been special right from the start. So you're going to be at NomCog then in Massachusetts.
Yes, yeah, that'll be on Thursday.
Have you ever been there?
I was actually there last year, and what a gorgeous spot!
It really
amazing.
Is. It's an amazing setting. But as someone who used to live in Hillsdale, where you have are going to perform the at Cool Whisper Farm, that is just an ideal location for an event like Old Tone.
It certainly is, and you know, there's a lot of folks who camp out. It starts Thursday, so it's a 4-day festival. And, you know, I think one of the most special things about Old Tone, not only are the people who put it together, but the grouping of bands is really, really amazing. There's, you know, these guys are cultivating a really special festival by really celebrating the diversity of American roots music. So, you know, you get folks from Louisiana, good Cajun music, you get good border music, good jazz music, of course, old-time string band music, some bluegrass. It's really, it's different than most festivals in that it's so diverse.
Well, you know, it's diverse, but also what I like about it, more and more festivals doing, there's workshops, there's things not only for the adults, but for kids. And more of these festivals also, when they bring in their food, it's basically a farm to table food. It's, you know,
yeah,
everything is kept pretty organic with this festival.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a few different stages. So, like you said, I mean, there's just so many different things to do in a small setting. So it's not like this massive festival. It's really an intimate festival.
Now,
within that, yeah, there's various stages to see different acts and all sorts of special programming throughout the week.
Now, how did you get involved in this type of music?
Well, it was a long path for sure. I started playing guitar as a teenager and was heavily influenced by like early fingerstyle blues, like Piedmont blues. And from there, I kind of started delving into other types of music in the country vein, and learned about Bill Monroe. Then I learned about Jimmy Rogers, and have continually kind of gone back in you know, with my research and then with that preference for the kind of music I like to play. So Bill and the Bells is a pretty interesting band. It's a band that is a string band, but we were really influenced by like turn-of-the-century pop music as well. And, of course, we write a whole bunch of our tunes and stuff as well. So it's kind of a contemporary take on old-time string band music. And we actually have a new record out called Dream Songs, Etc. that we released this past Friday on Jalopy Records. I don't know if you're familiar with the Jalopy out of Brooklyn, but they have a record label and also a theater. And it's really an incredible label, so we're pretty proud of that.
And is it available online? I mean, can you download it online?
You sure can. We're on all the different platforms, and you can go to bellandthebells.com to find out about our schedule and the new record. But yeah, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Now, how long has the band been together?
We've been a band for about 4 years, and you know, it's been a really quick, fast journey. Like right when we formed, we started touring nationally, and it's been a long time coming for us to put out a full studio record. So this is our like debut studio record. We do have quite a few other projects out, but they were all live or conceptual projects in a different sort. So this is our first actual studio record. And yeah, the band is a four-piece band, and we also tour with a clarinet player who's pretty phenomenal as well.
Have you know, in the years you've been together, have you changed direction at all, or have you just solidified in what you play?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we're definitely always moving forward. You know, when we started, we were initially trying to find some of those songs that you know, obscure songs of the past. Now we're really focusing on original material as we move forward. So that's the biggest evolution that we've taken. We really discovered sort of our sound really early on, and you know, it's very unique. There aren't really any other bands that I'm aware of that are kind of playing in the same kind of style that we are. But with that, you know, we're definitely trying to take it to the next level of making it completely our own.
Well, that is the once again Bill and the Bells. They'll be a part of the 30 different bands on the many different stages.
Yeah,
coming up at Old Tone, September 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th in North Hillsdale, New York. Tickets and more information at oldtonemusicfestival.com. That's oldtonemusicfestival.com. And to end this interview, right after we say so long, we're going to play a clip that's up on the web, Carolina Sunshine Girls.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, hey, have fun zigzagging around the Northeast the next couple of weeks.
We sure will. I appreciate you having me on. And again, folks shouldn't miss Old Tone. It really is a spectacular event and a wonderful community of people. You know, we plan on being there every year. So come out and check it out, and you will not be disappointed.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Old Tone Music Festival in North Hillsdale, New York. And as I said, just a little taste here of Bill and the Bells on The Breakfast Club.
Moon, moon, I can see you sinking low. You make me think of a sweetheart, little girl that I love so. After I wander the whole night through, wondering if you think of me. While I'll be lonesome thinking of someone, thinking only of you. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have turned my heart to stone. My Carolina sunshine girl, left me all alone.
All right, so Bill and the Bells here on Robin Hood Radio. Old Tone Roots Music Festival. They'll be part of it, the 30 bands, three stages. Old Tone Roots Music Festival, September 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at Cool Whisper Farm in North Hillsdale, New York. And if you want tickets and more information, on the web, oldtonemusicfestival.com.
My Carolina sunshine girl.